Hello, I'm Kat.
And I'm Kaylin.
And this is...
No Baddies Left Behind.
With a guest. Go ahead, guest. Introduce yourself.
Hello, everyone. My name is Naomi, and I've been friends with Kat forever, and she invited me to the podcast. Yes. So I'm excited to talk my shit.
Right.
We're excited for the tea.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Yes. This one is big time tea.
Let me pull out my big time receipts, tea. Baby. No, I'm just kidding.
This will be my first time hearing it too.
So yeah. I'm so excited
live
for that.
Live reactions here.
I know. I'm really excited for that.
WhatsApp going.
Okay. So this is Naomi. I think Kaylin and Naomi, they're both my besties. Kaylin's from my nursing program, and Naomi's from high school since I was a junior in high school because I transferred. And Naomi was one of my first friends from volleyball. But today we're going to be talking about Naomi's recent, literally, roommate from hell. Literally nightmare shit, bitch. Like, when I heard this story, I was like, this needs to go somewhere. It needs to be recorded. It needs to be, like, it cannot go unnoticed. Yeah, this literally is crazy.
It was really bad for me. And everyone that knew me, I was, like, complaining every single day. So I feel bad for everyone else that was in, like, my friend group and family because I nonstop talking about it.
Yeah. Yes. Also, I'm just, like, how did, I mean, no, we went over how we met. But also, Naomi and I feel like we're... No, I'm sharing this with Kaylin. This is a little best right now for with Kaylin. But literally through high school, Nay and I was almost like the bad influence on her, if I'm being completely honest.
Not almost.
So what, all of it?
No, you're so right. I would be in the back like, we should do this. And I'd be like, go Kat, you go first.
It was her conscience. Yeah. And I just was like, I thought that's what we're going to do anyways. No, but me and her were really like, but I feel so bad. Back then, I was like the one friend who would be like, oh, I'll be DD. Like, have fun that night, like in high school.
And the amount of times that I have driven Kat's car because she was supposed to take us to a party. But no, honestly, I was like, I've always been like a little mom of the group. And I like, it really wasn't a problem, honestly. But no, we definitely had fun. We got in trouble in volleyball. We got in trouble in class. We got in trouble outside of school.
Partners in crime.
We were
partners in crime.
Leaving school.
Ask her mom. We were partners in crime.
Yeah.
No, literally. Literally. Yeah. Hold on. I'm recovering from a cough. But anyways, that's a little bit of our dynamic. And I'm really excited for Kaylin and Naomi to finally have this moment where we're all chatting together. Mm-hmm. Just like a little chit-chat moment. I know, literally. And actually, we were supposed to record this together because Nay and Kaylin live very close together. Yeah. But our schedules didn't really allow us to record together, but it's okay. Another time soon. But before we get into your story, I want to ask you like to share your past experience with your with roommates, like in general. Before you moved in, like your first time moving out, who you moved out with and what that was like.
Okay, yeah. So I used to go to Cal State Fullerton, but I grew up in Cerritos, and that's like where me and Kat went to school was in Cerritos. And I commuted literally my first 2 years. I was so sad. I wanted to live on campus. I wanted to like go away to college. And I feel like it was my mom's like trick to convince me to stay here. But she was like, you got accepted to Fullerton, like it's so close, you're gonna, you don't have to pay for it. And I was like, okay. So I agreed, but it was her. Either way, I commuted my first 2 years. I was so sad because my mom gave me a curfew. I had to like, I would go out to parties and I had to be home by like 2, which I broke my curfew all the time, so it just get pushed up and then I'd have to like stay inside the house. And so eventually I'm trying to remember. I think my sophomore year, I was like, Mom, I'm going to move out. And she was like, no. And then I was like, oh, okay. And I just stayed. And then my junior year, I was like, you know what? My mom's just going to keep saying no. Like, I just have to do it. So I saved up money. And luckily, what ended up happening is we were going to sell our house. So she kind of was like, oh, are you still planning on moving? And I was like, secretly, like, I didn't even know that she knew that I was ready, but she didn't. And she was like, I was like, yeah, I am. She was like, okay, well, yeah, you can go. And I was like, okay. So then it was like a race to time because I was also doing study abroad that same summer. And I ended up finding these girls on Facebook. And, you know, Facebook has done me well. And it's also done me dirty. So this is the done me well side. I met these girls and one of them was in my like chem class and I was like, okay, I kind of know of her. She went to my school. We were supposed to roommate with two other girls and it was like a 2-bedroom, 4 girls, 2 and 2, packed. And I was paying like $500 at the time, which isn't a lot, but it is for like the little space. Kat, you've been there. Like it was small.
Yeah.
And
oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So it was a small little spot, but the girls were amazing. Like I came into like a whole little family situation. And initially I was very like, I'm like, it's not that I'm an only child, I'm not, but I'm a princess. So like I had my own room. My room was princess. Like I expected princess treatment when I was gonna move and I had to like share a bathroom and do all these things and I was like so stressed initially, but they actually did really well like integrating me and including me, and so we became really good friends. And then the pandemic, so we were stuck, and then we ended up moving into like a house and we added 2 more girls to our house. So that means it was like, was it 2, 4, 6? Oh my gosh, wait, 2, 4. Oh no. Yes. So we moved to this house during COVID with add 2 other girls and it's perfect. Like we all live in unison. We do our own thing. We travel together. We didn't lock doors. I'd come into my house like after work and one of my roommates would be sleep in my room, like just in my bed, on my couch, just gone. And we just did that because we were really close. And so we lived there for like 3-ish years. And then this year, baby, our lease ended. We were going to have to move. And it's not that anything was like bad. We just all kind of separated and went our own separate ways. And I ended up moving to Santa Ana. Facebook did me dirty. Here we go. So I went on Facebook. I was finding all these spots, but they were literally like, it was scary. Like it was like old men. It was like all boys house. It would be women and they were like really old. And I was just like, I knew the vibe wasn't there, but I was getting so desperate. And I think that was like my issue, is I let myself get so desperate and just accept anything. And if I would have like just trusted my gut, then I would have known. But I didn't want to go home. And I was like, it's fine. I can tolerate it. I want to live by the beach. It's just a room, whatever. I met the girl within a week, signed the contract that week. And I moved in like the end of the month. Little did I fucking know that I was going to get into this house with a girl who hates people, like quite literally hates people. And all the past roommates had bad experiences. They would tell me about their experience. Well, after I moved in, of course, it was like too late. But that's like the initial getting out of the house.
But shit, like she was also not just the roommate.
She was the landlord. Yes.
Yeah, the landlord. She
owned the house, and she also lived in the master bedroom. And so when I first met her, which I knew, and that's fine, I knew she was a nurse, and I was like, oh, cool, she's never going to be here. Like, it'd be easy peasy lemon squeezy. All the girls had different schedules. She was watching me at all times.
So it was you, and then there were other girls there and her, or was it just you and her?
No, so there was 4 people total, and it was a 4-bedroom. All the rooms were upstairs though, and they were literally like on the same wall. Like it's really hard to explain, but it just like curved and they were all on the same wall. Yeah, so 4 of us, and she was a landlord, but she was terrible to everyone. It wasn't just me, but like I'm slightly a fighter, so I was like agitating her occasionally and I would do things. I mean, honestly, it really wasn't bad stuff, but the initial move-in was like my dad and my brother were helping me move in, and she had this rule about no shoes in the house, which I totally understand, but if I'm going up and down the stairs 32 times to move all this stuff in, I'm keeping my shoes on. Like, that's just what's going to happen, and I'm a clean later. So I did my first round of moving. I'm just going to get into the whole story. Like, now it's my time. Sorry. If you have questions, you can just let me know.
Go ahead. No, this is your time.
Okay, so the first, like, I'm moving my stuff in. The girl that was in my room, this is like 2 days before my lease technically started, but my lease ended and my lease started on the same day, so I really did not want to do it all in one day. So I asked her if I can come in early. She said the other girl had moved out. I'm thinking, yay me. Then we'll get into why she moved out early. So I come in, my first round of stuff, which means I made marks on the floor, whatever. She ends up texting me and she's like, I told you that we don't wear shoes in the house. First of all, mind you, she wasn't here. She was not at the house. But there's a camera, a Ring camera. There was a camera in the living room that crossed the living room and had like eyes on the front door. And then there was a camera in the kitchen. And that was not there when I came to look at the house. But it was there after. So within a couple days, those things got put up. And I was like, that's so weird. But it's too late. I already signed my contract. I moved my stuff in, whatever. She texts me and she's like, there's footprints all over the floor. I told you that we take our shoes off, blah, 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 blah. And I said, I'm literally coming back. I'm literally on the freeway making another round. Like, my shoes are still going to be on. I still have things to move. But I texted back home and I was like, hey, you know, I'm just moving. I'm going to come back. I will clean it. But that's what's happening now. And she was like, all right, just remember that from now on, it needs to be clean. I'm like, cool, whatever. I move all my stuff in. I end up staying that night because I just thought she was being nice and like letting me come in a day early. So then I think that was like 2 days before New Year's. So my friend comes down to visit because she was going to help me unpack. And so she ends up spending the night. Mind you, my contract does say, it says no overnight guests. But I'm like, damn, like that's so strict. Like, we're adults. I could get, maybe somebody abused it. But mind you, the other roommate, we had a group message now. The other roommate says, oh, my boyfriend's staying the night. And I was like, her boyfriend's staying the night. My friend can stay the night. This is not even my boyfriend or girlfriend. Like, what's going on? So I let my friend stay the night. Didn't say anything. The girl texts me at 3 a.m. I told you that there's a no overnight guest. You have 3 days to fix it or get out. And send me like an eviction. It's not a threat. It's like a, it's called 3 day notice to perform or evict. So basically if I had left her there for 3 more days, she has the right to evict me and like terminate my lease, but I would still have to pay the rest basically. So I'm looking like, what the heck's going on? And I text her, I'm like, hey, you know, so-and-so said their boyfriend's staying over. So I just didn't think it was a problem because it's the holiday. She's like, you guys have different contracts. You're not allowed to have guests. And she is. And I was like, oh, okay. I didn't know that. And then also I parked my car in the driveway. I got a second 3 day notice to perform or evict. So that was like 3 a.m. text. And then later that day, she's like, oh, and your car was in my spot. Here's another notice to move your car. I said, you know what? So I texted her. I'm like, you know, you're coming off very aggressive. I was like, I'm not here to start problems. I'm not here to have a bad time. I don't know all the rules yet. And this is literally just me parking my car. If it's a problem, let me know. I'll move it. So I will go move it, which I did. And I told my friend that she couldn't stay the next day. So now I've only lived in the house for 48 hours and I got 2 threats to be evicted within 48 hours. I text my mom. I said, mom, I don't know what's going on, but like I follow rules. Like this is, I'm not doing bad things. Like, and my friend wasn't making noise. It wasn't a wreck. We literally were there unpacking my room and fell asleep. Like that's it. So now, oh my goodness, I'm just adjusting. I think a week goes by. I'm not parking in her spot. And now I'm like in front of the house, but there's a car that also parks in front of the house. And my car was like, remember when I told you that my car was blocking the curb barely? She called me.
Yeah.
Mind you, the girl has not been at the house for the past 2 days. I know because at the time I wasn't working and I was working from home. So I didn't need to leave. Like I could hear everything. I knew the girl had never come to the house, yet she was texting me about different things, talking about your car's blocking the driveway. And I was like, by this much? Mind you, I have a Volkswagen Beetle, smallest car to exist. And she claimed that it was parking the driveway. Another notice, 3 days to perform or evict. And I was like, this girl's just trying to kick me out. Why would she let me move in if she doesn't even want me here? So I moved my car, whatever. It's a week now. I end up talking to one of the other roommates and she's like, girl, I am so sorry. I wish I would have seen you because I would have told you never to move in. So she moved in a month before me in November and I moved in the end of December. She said that she got 2 notices to get out because she had her boyfriend stay the night. Even though she has overnight guests pass, like hers doesn't say she can't. I'm just going to call her a mean girl. The mean girl was like, he stayed over too many times, which was 3, is what she told me, the roommate. And she was like, yeah, so you can't have, like, if he's going to stay here long term, he needs to pay or you can get out. So that was her threat.
Oh my God. Yeah. Pay.
Pay. So she sent me a thing and she was like, if you want to have a guest, you can pay me $25 per night to pay for utilities. And I was like, whatever. But so the other roommate, that's cool. She's cool. We were friends. She was like, you're not going to believe that the girl who left before you left because she stole her clothes out of the dryer. I said, for what? Like, they're not even the same size.
Wait, who stole
them? The mean girl stole the girl who used to live in my room. She stole her clothes from the dryer because we all use the same wash and dryer downstairs.
Okay.
And so they started beefing, I guess, in November, the mean girl and the old roommate that used to live there in my room. So the old roommate put a camera up in her room facing the door. Why did this bitch go into her room, unplug the camera? Well, first of all, she put her face in the camera like, hey, I see you. Walked out of the room, walked back in the room, and went and unplugged her camera. And the girl got it on tape, obviously, because she's recording. So then she confronts her and she's like, you weird ass bitch, you were in my room, da da da. The landlord's just like, I had no reason to be in your room. I wasn't in your room. What are you talking about? She's like, I have the video on my phone. You're a liar, da da da. I better get my security. Like, she's screaming at her. And I know this because my friend roommate sent me all these videos and she was like, I would have told you to never stay. Like, she's crazy. She breaks into people's rooms because we had these like doorknobs that were like number coded. And I told her like, oh, I can set my own door code. And she was like, no, if I teach you how to set your door, then you can unset everyone else's door. And that's like a privacy thing. So I let her set my door, which means technically she had the code to my room for like a week and a half. And then once the friend roommate told me, then I went and bought my own lock. But then I go to remove my lock and she's like, I can't take it off because it's like some very mechanical, like super technical. I text her. I'm like, hey, can you take the lock off? It's in my right as a tenant to change locks. Like, I have that right. And she was like, well, I can't get it off. So you can just move out. And I said, get a fucking screwdriver and take that shit off. I'm not getting out because you can't get your doorknob off. I said, go call a maintenance guy, whatever. Yeah. She doesn't want to. She ends up getting it off. And then she's like, yeah, so make sure you leave me a key when you reset it. What? A key to my room?
That's the whole point of changing the locks.
I know.
So you don't go in there.
Exactly. She was crazy. So I told her, I'm like, I'm not giving you a lock to
it's
my...
It's like, and you're also like, you're paying to live there.
To have my own room, you know? My private room.
Yeah.
It was terrible. I told her, I'm like, I'm not giving you the key. Mm-hmm. That's weird. And she's like, well, I'm supposed to have access in case there's an emergency. I said, if there's an emergency, you call me and I'll be here within 2 hours. I said, no emergency. If it's in my room, have a firefighter kick it down. How about that?
Yeah.
So yeah, I didn't give her the key. I ended up going to buy a bat because I was like actively scared that this girl was gonna break into my room.
She is so creepy. Like the way stoic. That she like, no, yeah, like stoic. And like when she just like walked into her room, she like went like this,
literally,
like, and just is like looking around as if like she was creepy
to like into the I don't room. Know what she was looking for,
because she was like as if like someone was like gonna see her, like that was her stance. Oh, and then gosh. She saw the camera and then she was like, you know, taken by surprise. Literally
almost
older.
Yes. So when I first applied, I was like, oh, how old is everyone? And they're like, she's like, oh, and they're like mid-20s, whatever. And then I found out that she's 31, I think, because one of my roommates did like a
she looks really young.
She does look young. Yeah, what is it called, like a background check? Really, yeah. Mm-hmm. She ended up running like a check on her and got her age and stuff.
She's dangerous.
I literally, oh my gosh, Kim. So, okay, she had all the cameras, right? And I'm sure they recorded audio. So I would be in the kitchen and she's watching me, I'm assuming. And I know she would, because she would end up texting me about something. Make sure you don't leave any pots out. She's not there. She's just watching me on the camera. So when I'd be on the phone with my friends, I'd be like, this bitch is crazy. She works in the ICU. She's trying mm-hmm. to take care of people. The only thing she needs to take care of is her mental health. She's crazy. And I'd be like, how dare. I said, I pray that my family never comes in contact with her. Da, da, da. I'm like, she's probably torturing patients and they need help. Like, she's so unempathetic. Like, what is the opposite of it? She's not empathetic. Dear God.
I know.
Yeah, she's.
I know. But you know what? Dangerous. I didn't want to say this, but Kaylin, like, you kind of like look like her, like a little bit.
Oh, no.
Like a little bit. It's just the eyes. It's just
you
the
know,
eyes.
You know, when you were, like, talking about how she was like, oh, like, we had to take off her shoes. I'm like, I wonder if she's Asian.
She is.
She kind of sounds Asian. Mm-hmm.
And I respected that. That was not the problem.
Oh, no.
I have no answer. Like, I have never met anybody in my life like this. I have never felt the way that I felt ever in my life for the 3 months that I lived there. Only 3 months, and it felt like it was like I was in prison. Literally, I would text my dad and be like, oh yeah, I'm in jail right now. I'm like, but I'm spending the night at my friend's house tonight, so yay me, you know? Like, no, it was that serious. No, I'm telling you.
Wait, so after the lock thing, did anything else? Okay.
So I bought the bat. I said, oh, she's going in rooms. I said, let her ass enter my room. Enter it, please. Because once you step foot in this, now I'm self-defensing because I thought you were an intruder. Because you are. I said, baby, I played baseball, softball, all of the above. I will whack your shit so hard. And my mom was like, Naomi, calm down, calm down. And I'm like, mom, if she enters my room. But yeah, so
it's just your intrusive thoughts, like, coming through.
Yeah,
it's fucking weird as fuck.
So after that, things didn't necessarily chill out, but it was like, it was quiet, or there were like digs in the group chat kind of thing, like, you know, our water bill is up. And I was like the new person to move. Our water bill is up from last month. I hope everyone is making sure they're turning off their water. If I want to take a long shower, I'm going to take a long shower. Mind you, I think this girl was also cheating us out of the water bill, because why was our water bill $200? $200 for a four-bedroom apartment-ish condo, whatever. One girl's never here. We take like one shower a day. Nobody was in there forever. I honestly think we were paying like somebody else's water, and she was like cropping our address. Because even my dad, who has like a five-bedroom, his water doesn't even get above $100. Make it make sense. We don't have grass for sprinklers, you know? So,
and also, why is she like complaining that, like, oh, our water went up? Bitch, you just added in a new tenant. So there is one extra person
using not even more because water. I replaced somebody. So it really should just kind of roll over. But she was trying to emphasize since Naomi got here, now our water bill's like way up.
Oh,
and I was like, that's untrue.
Like, she's using excessive water.
Yeah, she's doing a lot. No, I'm not. Honestly,
torture.
I think that she is completely different with others and, like, in her work. Because she has a boyfriend, which I would always say is her hostage. But she had this boyfriend, and I was like, she would have pictures up with her friends. So I'm like, okay, she has friends, and she has a boyfriend. Mm-hmm. But honestly, she just hated people living in her house. But she was just using us to pay for, like, the rent, which... that's fine, but why are you acting like a dick about it? Like, everything was so picky. I'm trying to think the next time.
Tell her about, like, the house, like, the how she got this house. Because, mind you, she is only 30. She has a home.
Yeah, so basically her parents bought her that house when she was in nursing school so that she could study. I guess she talked to one of the roommates that did live there, she was kind of close with, and I guess shared her story. And then that girl shared her story with all of us. And that's how we kind of find out about it. But yeah, so her parents bought her the house for nursing school. She stayed there to study and work. And then at graduation, her parents bought her like a Beamer or Mercedes, whatever. And so, yeah, she lives there. And I'm assuming they just stopped paying for it. And so they told her, like, get tenants, blah, blah, blah. So, but there was one girl who had been there for a year. She said that they've probably had seven roommates cycle between two rooms because no one stays, no one finishes their lease. She evicts everyone. And I think her game is to get people in, annoy the shit out of them, threaten them with every rule break, and then evict them so she doesn't have to pay the security deposit. Because our security deposit was like $600, which is not a lot, but it's still something if you're doing it, you know, every 3 months or every 4 months. You're just getting an extra $600 for fun. Mind you, she still hasn't paid me back. She has some days left, but if she's late, I will be taking her ass to court.
As you should.
Yeah, so
yeah,
I'm trying to think what the next threat to get out was. Everything was so scary because I started, well, towards the end, I started to think, oh, this is what happened. I'm just gonna think of the music one. That's the only one I can think of right now. My lease is ending. I was moving out March 30th. And this is like the middle of March. I'm playing music downstairs, like one does. Not like I'm at a concert. Nobody else is around. It's just me in the kitchen at 6 p.m. The time is important. She gets home maybe like 10 minutes ago. Within 5 minutes, she sends me a 3-day notice to perform or evict, basically saying that my music is, I think the term in the contract is like ruckus and loud, disturbing music, which I'm feeling a little bit of racial tension because I play gospel music, I play Spanish music, I play all these musics. I didn't hear anything, but when I pop my little hip hop rap on, now we have a problem. I said, interesting. I did not turn my music down. I said, the music is fine. Nobody's bothered. And I sent like, I was just being extra because I knew I was leaving. I basically recorded the decibels in the kitchen and upstairs because according to the CDC, the decibel level that's in normal range is like below 75 or something like that. And I,
wait, what are the decibels?
Like how loud the music is. And that like, that measures the level. So like downstairs was like 62 and then upstairs was like 40 something. I sent her those videos. I said, yeah, it's in within range, babe. So just relax. It's 6:30. Nobody's in bed. Oh my God. I forgot to say that her mom moved in. Oh my God. Wait. I'm missing a piece.
What?
Yeah. I'll come back to it. Hold on. Music's playing. I don't turn it down. She threatens to evict. I don't turn it down. I send her the videos. Now she's getting smart with me. She's like, since you clearly can't comprehend, she liked to say that a lot. Since obviously you can't comprehend, like I was stupid, I'm going to have to call the police because you are disturbing my peace and our neighbor's peace. I said,
the gaslighting.
I said, go call the police.
I know.
And waste their time.
Go call the police.
I did not turn my music down. I told her to call the police and waste their time. She was like, well, obviously you don't listen to me or contracts or law. So I'm going to have to bring law enforcement. I said, go do it. Mind you, she never said any of this to my face. I probably passed by her 4 times in the 3 months that I lived here. And every time, no eye contact, no nothing, no word. Right when she goes in her room, on her phone, text immediately. You're disturbing. You're doing this. You're doing that. Girl, shut up. Mm-mm. Literally shut up.
Say it to my face.
Yeah. Man. And I told her when I first moved in, I was like, you know, if you want to have a conversation so you can explain everything to me, I'm totally fine with like hearing you out. She's like, no, I'd rather keep it over text to have everything on record. I said, whatever, fine. But yeah, so she threatened to call the police. She didn't actually end up doing it because she's a pussy. But I was so pressed, Kaylin. I got on the phone, or actually I texted my friend because I couldn't let her win and let see me turn the music down. So I was like, if my friend calls me, then it's like she can see on the camera that my friend called me. I didn't stop the music. They stopped it. So I text my friend. I'm like, call me right now. And my friend FaceTimes me. I like, this is my friend Erica. I'm like, Erica, I swear to you, if the police come, I'm going to laugh in her face. And my friend was like, calm down. Like, and I was like, she's crazy. She needs a Xanax. She needs this. She's losing her job. She's everything. Like, she's absolutely insane. And then Erica was like, Naomi, you're leaving. Screw her. Play your music. You're fine. You know, eat your food. I'm like, no, if I want to stay here for the rest of the night and play my music, that's what I'm going to do. I was getting so heated.
You had to have that moment. Yeah. You had to have that moment. Like, just.
And this friend, she's not a gasser. Something. I knew not to call Kat's ass. I knew. I said, if I call Kat, she's going to amp me up and we're both going to be in jail because she's going to pull up, get that bat out. And I'm like, yes, ma'am.
You're so crazy for that one.
But I knew if I called Erica, she's like my mellow friend. She is the, you know, logic. Mm-hmm. And she was like, just take a deep breath. How about we go outside? I'm like, I'm not going outside. I'm sitting right here in this kitchen because I pay for this kitchen. And then she's like, okay, we're going to sit in the kitchen. She's trying to distract me. And so, yeah. Oh, just terrible. And after that, I stopped eating in the kitchen because I felt like she was going to drop my food on the ground, spit in it, like poison it. I was so nervous. I stopped eating downstairs and all my food. I was eating like popcorn and dry cereal and ramen for the last month because I was so scared that she was going to do anything with my food. Yeah. And then also.
And the fridge thing, how you like. you would position your food in a certain way.
That was from the jump, though. I would put my food a specific way every time with, like, the like, on milk top. Like, I would put the milk part down. So I knew if you put it down the wrong way, like, I would have been able to tell, kind of. And with the juice, like, if you could see through it, I would mark the level, like, where it was at. Like a freaking, like, a parent with, like, liquor or alcohol or something. No. I was like, if this bitch puts her mouth on my drinks... we're gonna have a problem, but
or poison it. Like, yeah, that's just crazy.
So I stopped eating downstairs, and then we have like these parking permits in that, because it was a gated community. Guess who took my car off the list? So I got a warning violation, which the next time if I were to get that violation, my car would have been towed. And I sent her the screenshot. Oh, no. And I said, I don't think I told you that. I sent her the screenshot. I said, make sure you add my car back because my lease doesn't end for another 72 hours. And she's like, well, your lease doesn't get a parking permit. I said, then why did you give me one when I moved in? Why do all the girls have parking permits then? Well, I did that out of a...
Was it in the contract?
It is in the contract. She's just being weird.
She's just lying.
So clearly she's not comprehending what's in her own contract.
I literally said that. I said...
she's making up rules just to...
Literally. You know? I said, clearly you can't comprehend what I'm saying, but I contacted... I've said that multiple times to her. I'm like, clearly you can't comprehend. I told her, I said, I've called the community enforcement and I've checked to see... And I did this because my mom was like, she's weird, Naomi. Make sure your car is on the list and it doesn't get towed. Because that ticket... You're not convincing a tow man to not take your car. Like... You're going to have to pay it. And so I called them in January twice. I called them in February twice. And I called them in March once in the beginning. But she ended up taking my car off. And so I only got one violation, luckily. And I told her to add it back. And she's like, that was a courtesy. It's not in your contract. I said, I'll pull up the screenshot if you want me to. Yeah. She goes, I did that as a courtesy to you. But you stopped being courteous when you wouldn't turn your music down. So I stopped being courteous and took your parking permit.
Like, that's not what you signed.
I said, like, verbatim, I literally said, aw, a courtesy. It's almost like you're heaven sent. Thank you. And I sent a kissy face. And I was like, you bitch.
You bitch.
But yeah.
So petty. I love it.
So it was like, I got a camera. I put a camera in my room. Oh, she would disconnect my phone from the Wi-Fi. All of my electronics would get disconnected all the time. I had to change my phone name to my roommate's name, so like her name, we'll just call her like Becca. I would say Becca's iPad, and it was for my phone because she would know that my phone is like the iPhone 11. So I had to fight for my Wi-Fi, I had to fight for my life, I had to fight to use water, I had to fight to park my car. Like, everything was a problem. Everything was a fucking problem. Aww. And her mom moved in when the other roommate ended up moving out. It was the worst time of my life.
Like, a family was moving in next.
Yeah, that's what she claims. But honestly, I think, remember I told you about the quiet girl, and I'd be like, she doesn't say anything. Yeah. So we had a quiet roommate. She would talk shit to me, but when we'd be in the group chat, she'd have nothing to say. Our water, oh my god, that's what I forgot. Our shower water was scalding hot, Kaylin. I'm talking about like that shit was on the stove. I could not put my body under the water. That's how hot it was. I had to get a rag, wet it, and literally wet my body, add soap, separate. Like, I could not put my body. And it was, like, for at least a week. And I said, what the fuck's going on? We asked for a plumber a week ago. What's going, like, this is our contract. She's like, if it's a non-emergent situation, I don't have to do it until blah, blah, blah. And then I said, what's non-emergent about not having, like, temperate water? And she was like, my other roommate who was nice, she was like, that's fine. I'll just report you to the city because this is literally in our contract and our rights as tenants to have temperate water. And then she eventually got it fixed within like a week. But that shit pissed me off. She was like, my water's fine.
That's crazy.
I said, of course your fucking water's fine, bitch.
Of course she'll make
it fine. And she never was there.
Girl.
She was, if there's 7 days in a week, which there are, she was there for two of them. And all the other times she was at her boyfriend's house or at work, whatever. But she was never there.
Just watching you.
Just watching us. It was.
Why didn't she just move in with her boyfriend at
that's
that
what
point
I'm saying.
And just leave you all be.
Everything that's still would have pissed her too off, though. Because she was watching. even when she wasn't there, she still had a problem with half the stuff that we would do. So it was just like, hate that for her. And I'd be on the phone all the time.
I just wonder, like,
I'd be like, she's so unhappy. Okay. I hate that for her. I'd be in the kitchen. I'd be like, it must suck to have her. Yeah. I'd be talking right to the camera. Oh my gosh. When I'd be cleaning, I would put my, like, my ass all the way in the air and I'd just be sweeping and like going all slow, like, la, la, la. And then I'd look back and I'd be like, yeah. I'd be like, she's so hateful. I hate that for her. I'm like, her heart is probably so black. I feel so bad for those patients. I was like, she should not be a nurse. Who allowed that? I said, they should get fired.
But you know what? You say it in like the nicest way. It's like a dig. I know, but, right? Like, a nice dig.
Yeah, that's my specialty.
Mm-hmm. It almost gets under the skin.
Yeah.
Just a little bit more. But you know what's surprising to me is that, like, hold on, I forgot I was going to say. I lost it.
I have something that I also added.
Oh, no, no, no. So, like, I just wonder, like, why her bolts are so loose. Like, really, when you think about it, I don't know the other girls, but, like, they seemed fine.
Yeah.
You follow the rules. It's like, I understand you don't want, this is your house, right? But like, my dad owns another property and it's like,
as long as you're not damaging, like,
he watches.
Yeah,
exactly. Or like where you see a trend, I understand, but I feel like that's the point of having this property. It's like, you're, it's basically like passive income. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what are you doing? Like, acting like an actual, like, oh, they're gonna fuck shit up, or they're gonna make me pay extra. But like, babe, that's like what
you signed up for.
Like, tenants, like, when you have tenants, that's kind of what it is, you know. So why don't you just have, I don't understand, like, maybe like, girl, have friends in there then.
Thank you.
I mean, she had her mom move in, so
when she said that her mom was moving in, I said, dear God, this is where she got it from. I said, I'm in trouble now. I was like, I need to get out of here. Yeah, no, I would literally be, and I don't even call people crazy lightly, because I know like it's an overuse, you know, word, and it can be taken the wrong way. But I had to recognize, like, there is actually something wrong, and like, I should be fearful, because I don't think like her. Like, once I realized that she was on a different, like, mental level than me, I was like, okay, let me not play with fire. Like, I would say things, but I wouldn't go too far, because I was like, I'm not about to wake up and she's in my room while I'm asleep. You know, like, I didn't know what to expect from her. And so I had to just slow it down. Yeah.
Yeah. When you say bolts are loose, like, I just genuinely think this woman, like, is just, she's not fully there to think that much on a paranoia kind of, in a paranoid way, like, girl. And to just, like you said, to think that way is really alarming.
It's not like I was messy. I didn't have like parties. And Kat knows, at our old house, we used to turn up. Me and all my friends, like, we were friends, family, everything. I came to this house, you would not have recognized me. I was chilling, quiet. I played my music in the morning and at the end of the day. Yeah, completely. But now, oh gosh, I was so happy to be done. And thankfully, she let me break my lease without having me pay the rest. So I just paid that last month in March, and then I moved. But I'm waiting for my 30 days to get my deposit back, and hopefully she acts right. Because I didn't damage a single thing in that thing. And I recorded it, and I brought up witness. So I literally took a video, and then the camera, like the ring. Oh, and then every day when I first moved in, I would be like, good morning, big brother. And I would like wave to the camera in the kitchen.
Oh my gosh.
And my mom, I would tell my mom, she'd be like, Simone, stop it, she's gonna do something, stop. And I was like, mom, I have to say something. And so then the ring camera, every time I would leave, I would go, have a good day. And I'd be like,
you're so stupid. And she most likely saw it. 100%. She most likely was looking, like, right into the camera, like, at that moment.
Yeah, because I mean, it alerts you, like, when there's movement and whatnot. So I know she hates me. But she hates everyone. She literally hated everyone.
But that's the alarming thing. It's like, when you are living with your tenants, like, wouldn't you think, like, you know, at that point, like, you're almost making a relationship with these people. Like, you are living with them. Why would you want to cause absolute hell?
Yeah.
Like, what would be the point? Like, doesn't that make you uncomfortable?
Why can't we all just be happy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And wouldn't you want, like, a fun dynamic in a place where you live and other women live, you know? I guess, I don't know. Like you said, you don't know how she was raised or what her parents told her, like, oh, don't let, like, don't let them mistreat you or, like, you know.
And she said that.
Take advantage of you.
She actually did say that in the beginning when I told her, and I was like, you're being a little aggressive. Like, I'm not trying to break rules. I'm not a bad person. Like, I'm just learning. She's like, well, I've found that when I'm too nice to people, they take advantage of me, and I will not allow that in my home. And I said, I understand. I'm not here to take advantage of you. I'm just letting you know that you have 10 million rules, and so I haven't memorized them all. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm still reading the
handbook. Yeah, I'm only halfway through. Chill. Yeah.
And it's a thick one with this bitch.
Yeah.
No, that's crazy, though.
She was.
Oh, my gosh.
Something. I had somebody read my contract. Like, I was finding lawyers, everything. I said, get me out.
Did you ever reach out to my aunt?
No. Yes.
Oh, I did. Okay.
Because I think
it's
illegal to have cameras inside, technically common areas can have cameras, but nobody does that. But like Airbnbs, you can't have any cameras inside. It has to be, they all have to be outside. So I don't, So that was my story from hell.
Okay.
3 months of torture, but now I'm living stress-free. I'm so really sorry to you.
Insane.
I know.
How insane, like only 3 months was like,
yes,
fucking a trip.
The worst versus part of my life.
I know, versus like an 8 month or 10 month lease. Mm-hmm.
It was bad.
With like insane neighbors.
And going from the roommates that I had, which were amazing people, and like Kat can tell you, we were besties. Like,
For sure.
Had a good time.
It was definitely like a family in there.
Yeah. So the transition,
it was a jam.
I said, oh, I'll never have roommates again. I can't. Yeah.
I don't think anything can really top that kind of experience. And really, it's really rare to come across people who are like
that. Who'd rather like torture
you. Can build that.
It's like, I'm already giving you rent. Long. Like, girl, I'm already paying you. Shut up.
Right. Yeah. Like, you could have been snoring.
So traumatizing. Like, it just ruins it for you for, like, every other opportunity in the future.
Yeah.
Because you're just constantly going to remember this one terrible experience.
And I curse Facebook out every night. I'd be like, screw you, Facebook. Screw you. And she blocked me. She blocked me on Facebook.
Yes.
And I was like, whatever, bitch. It's not like I'm going to heart your shit.
Wait, how did you... Wait. How did she know your Facebook?
That's like, how we found each other. Because it was I guess... Is that the marketplace where you can... Whatever. You can rent rooms, I think, through marketplace. And that's how I found her. Mm-hmm. But I was desperate.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
I should have just took my ass home. But I was like, I'm never going home. Guess where I'm at now.
You were so, like... So adamant on not going back home.
I definitely was. But I will trust my gut next time.
But you know, these things happen, I think, you know.
You should move in with Josh. I feel like that would be a good experience to kind of try to...
Exactly. Try to make up from it.
Yeah.
Because like you say, like Kaylin said, like traumatizing is the least that like that can explain it. Like when you're living in that situation and you're... sleeping.
I'm telling you guys, I had that bat on the right side of my bed. I said, if this door handle shakes, if I feel a brush of wind, like I will swing.
Right. But you know what's funny is a lot of girls that look like her, you wouldn't think that they're like scary or threatening, but
looks are very deceiving. Yeah. But
very Kayla, deceiving.
You could feel it. It was like the times that she was there, and even when she wasn't, like just the home itself, it felt like cold. And I feel like I've never been able to explain that. And like you read about it in books, and it's like the air, the room felt cold. You're like, oh, they're so dramatic. No, I literally would. I'd say a prayer of like, dear God, please protect me. Like, I did not know what was going to happen.
She's got some bad juju following her around, and now it's just seeping into everyone else's
something
life.
That she added to my door was like the cross, but in like, you know, like when they like religious, like some churches use like oil. It literally looks like an oil, and it was in the shape. I literally have a video of it, of a cross, and I didn't notice it until maybe like the month of February. And I was like, what is this like dripping? And it is literally like a cross, and it dripped all the way down. Like, and I was like, did she put this shit on my door? I'm like, did I put the shit on my door? No, I'm just kidding.
maybe if I don't know what her religion is, but maybe she got her house blessed.
Potentially. That's a good thing. I just didn't notice it and it was there already. But when I did, I was like, oh my gosh. I'm
scared. You should have checked if it was on everyone else's.
I know, too. But it's.
Oh, it's I know.
Because I should have, but I was scared to get by anybody's room. Like, yeah. We were not friends. Nobody talked. Like, I think there was one time where I was like, hey guys, like, I have wine. If you guys want. And I had made like guac and I had chips. And I was trying to be friendly and cordial because that's what I'm used to. But everybody was like, no, I'm good. I was like, well, fine. I'll drink the bottle by myself. I don't give up.
And I guess I'll just still stay in your room by yourself. Yeah. There are some roomies who are like that, where they're just always in their room, which I wish I was that kind of roommate, but no, I'm just too loud and too extroverted.
Kaylin, I would be like eating my dinner on the couch. Why did our couches get taken away? I walked into that house, no couches. I said, bitch, fuck you. No couches.
No, but also, Kaylin, what? Like we talked about this, where like she gives... You know the people who, like, they look scary as far as physically, like, they look, their face, their height, their stature, it's like they are threatening because they're big. Like, they look like a predator. But this girl, like, she can't carry your body.
Oh, no, she was not winning a fight.
But she'll drug you. Yes. In order to violate you because she cannot handle the weight. Like, that's exactly what she gives. It's
so funny.
Is like...
My friend roommate, the one that was sweet, we would meet outside occasionally because it was kind of weird to talk about. Well, me personally, I didn't care about talking shit in front of the house, but she didn't want to. So we would go outside.
Which is fair because who knows if she had any kind of mics.
I think she did. I hope she did. Somewhere. I hope she did so she could hear me. But no, me and the nice roommate, we'd go outside and she'd be like, the crazy thing is she's so petty. She doesn't want to say it to your face. She's like, because I'll knock a bitch down. She's like, she can't fight. I'll tell you that right now. But she's like, she doesn't want to come in contact with anybody. She just wants to be like heard on the phone. And if you did see her, it was literally like I would walk shoulder to shoulder with her because it was a smaller space, but no eye contact, no nothing. Her boyfriend would say hi. I said, hi. No, I'm just kidding.
Was he cute?
Yeah, he was not bad, actually. He was cute, yes. But every time I saw him, it was panic.
You know what?
Because I'm like, ha, she's here.
But you know what? I think that shows a little bit of a representation of who she is outside of being a landlord.
Yeah.
You know, if her boyfriend is somewhat polite and normal, you know, I think it just... Who knows what the fuck she's been through with this house? I don't know. Yeah. But, and how she views tenants.
Trying to make sense of her, I had to stop. Literally, like, you guys do not understand. Every day, multiple times a day, I was calling my mom, calling my dad, calling anybody who would listen and be like, I don't know what's going on. Like, this doesn't make sense. Is this, like, I would think it's me. I'm like, am I doing things wrong? I'm like, I haven't even moved out of my room. Mm-hmm. Like, it was, I had to get past making sense of her because she was, like you said, on a different level. Yeah.
I think she's really been through something where someone totally took advantage of her, a friend, someone who she thought was her friend.
School,
she
tried work, to like be. There's so many.
But yeah. I feel like there's one, it's one thing to be cautious after going through something like that.
This having is, a guard up.
This is so far past that.
No, yeah. It's like, whoa, girl. Like, whoa.
Yeah.
Did someone try killing you?
When I walked in that house and there was no couches to sit on, I said, dear Lord, what am I going to do with her?
No, but I told Nate this, Kaylin. I was like, this woman, I hope, like, genuinely for her safety, like, that she stops being a landlord.
Yes.
Because I feel like finding someone off of Facebook...
I could be crazy.
You don't know.
I could be crazy.
Yeah.
You know? She could get somebody that will...
She could have caved someone...
shit up for real. And I was not going to break down her room. I wasn't going to destroy her property. But she could find somebody who really doesn't care about their life or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
And she will rue the day.
Yeah. Yeah,
she'll pray for a roommate like me again.
I know. Like, she probably has had, like, I feel like you three were, like, good and obedient, yeah. Unfortunately, is, like, literally is the word. But what's the reason? What is the reason? Like, I'm so curious. Like, I just think something went wrong there being a landlord, yeah. Really.
Yeah.
Where she was done dirty.
But that's
crazy.
That was my life, yeah, for 3 months. But
honestly, I know 3 months, it may have felt really long in that moment.
So short.
But how crazy to think that it was only 3 months.
Yeah.
And it felt like an eternity because of how fucking batshit crazy, bolt loose this bitch was. Like, that is insane.
Yeah, it felt never ending. And I was just noticing, I was telling, like, my brother that I've been sleeping way better. And I just feel relaxed. And I feel like I had all this built up, like, stress and, like, fear and just anger being at the house. And I'm slowly noticing my body, like, relaxing. And I get to go for walks and sit in the living room if I want to and play my music and talk to people. And, like, it's not the end of the world. So I'm very grateful for where I'm at now.
And now you're just in the comfort of
your home. It's a home. Exactly. That shit was not a house. That was prison.
But I'm glad that you're able to make it out of there, and you know, you are with your dad, and you're, like, you know, in a safer environment, and you can feel like you're in a home now. And you can, that's so sad to hear you be like, I'm sleeping so much better. Like, oh my god,
I didn't
sad.
Even realize, like, it until it had been a couple of days, like, sleeping here, and I was like, oh my god, I am okay.
Yeah. I think it's the fight or flight.
It is. Yeah.
I think it's the fight or flight.
That cortisol, like, was way up there, like, baby.
Yeah. And so, like, you were just surviving there, and you weren't living there. You were surviving there. So it's only now that you're starting to relax and you're starting to be like,
I can breathe again.
Oh, good morning. You know, not like, is she here? You know,
no, so true. We'd hear the door open and I'd be like, who is it? What's going on?
Yeah, like you said, like, panic.
Mm-hmm. We can call this one Naomi serves her 3 month sentence.
I know, yeah.
They're like, Naomi goes to jail? Basically.
I know, Naomi goes in jail. Yeah.
So that was my life.
Oh my goodness. But genuinely, Naomi, like, Kayla, when I tell you, like, this wasn't just in December, she was like, Kat, like, my lease is ending. Like, what do I do?
I was almost going to live at her dad's. Like, her dad's spot.
Yeah. Mm hmm. Mm-hmm.
I remember
but
that.
Then I was like, it'll come through. And then you found that place, and I'm like, oh, January. Yeah. And now it's like April, and like, literally it's been 3 months. Honestly, go you for finishing out those 3 months. I think a lot of the people that she's came across just don't want to deal with her. They'd rather leave the situation than actually put up with it because of how fucking crazy she is. And like you said, I use that word lightly. I don't use that word often, but literally insane. Yeah.
And I think
psychologically
in my head I was like, oh, I'm gonna, you know, get a job out here, it'll be convenient, I'm by the beach, I loved it. But then, like, when I moved out and my mom was helping me, she was like, honestly, Simone, I feel like God did not allow you to get a job in this area, because then you would have been tied to staying. And like, it was meant, everything happened for a reason. And like, me being so frustrated and different stuff, she was like, this is how it's supposed to go. So let's just be grateful for where you are now. It's like, okay, fine.
Mm-hmm. Yes, everything is meant to happen for a reason. And unfortunately, you know what? You had to go through this, but you growed through it.
I survived.
And now you know in the future, red flags to look out for.
Exactly.
I red see flags nurses to with – no, just kidding.
Nurses can have a chance at being landlords. Oh my god, no, but that's genuinely scary. But I'm glad that you're able to make it out safely, and just the way that she was throwing around the contract and stuff like that, like, really, I feel like she just treated them at, like, the whole situation at hand as if it's out of her disposal. So you know what, like,
good riddance,
you're out of that situation clean. Good riddance. Just a clean cut versus like her locking the door and then your shit's locked in there, you know, or like it getting extra messy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Even though she was messy, but
yeah,
you know, but now it's just clean cut.
Yep. So now I'm just figuring out life again.
But you know what? Now you're with your dad and you can get real dinner, you know?
No more popcorn for me, baby.
My gosh. Yeah, but you know what? Lesson learned. Look at you. Going through life, you made it out clean, mm-hmm. and you are alive and well, and now you're sleeping good and eating yes. good at your dad's house now, in your parents' home. So, you know what? There you go. Light out of the situation, yeah. really. Light out of the situation.
I learned a lot, like you said, Kaylin. I will be mm-hmm. getting some binoculars for them fucking for it.
Now, Naomi is safe and sound and doing well, so really happy for her about that. But first of all, thank you, Nate. You are our very first guest Yay! On our podcast. And I'm so happy that it's you, like sending you all the love, queen. But yes, thank you so much for like spending the time to do this and coming on with me and Kaylin.
Of course. I will do it anytime. We have some crazy topics.
I know. Seriously. Well, that's the end of the episode. We'll see you later. I'm like, Kate, bye. Say bye, guys. Bye. Bye.